This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Varun Lajwala, co-portfolio manager, emerging markets equity strategy at 91. Varun, appreciate the time today. A recent note you put out, you made the point, most popular trade in emerging markets today, long India, short China. You dissect that, and we'll go into some of the details, but more broadly, and I think probably more true in emerging markets than perhaps developed markets, it's actually understanding nuances within the market rather than broad sweeps such as, you know, long India, short China.
Thank you, Simon, for having me on. I think there's a couple of things to unpack. So I think the first thing is you're right. The way to generate alpha, the way to compound capital in our markets, we think, is being very stock specific and being very selective on the businesses we own. So I think you're absolutely right. And if you look at the job that we try to do here at 91, it's very much what I'm describing, being stock specific. Having said that, I think if you look at really the overarching themes that are driving emerging markets, it's very much the long India trade, the short China trade, which has really taken shape over the last 2 or 3 years as China have had a number of missteps, be it with regards to policy, be it with regards to regulation. And India, on the other hand, have had a very pro-reform, pro-economic agenda that has really fueled the growth there. So I think there's a couple of things there.
Start with China, because I take your point, in particular where it's stock specific. And you make the point with China, a bottom-up approach is absolutely key. And first question is, how would geopolitics affect a company and a business? And once you've kind of resolved that, social purpose, because there's still the common prosperity agenda in China. And it's understanding those nuances within the economy that is so critically important, as well as understanding a company or a business to invest in.
I think you're spot on. So when investing in China, I think what's changed today versus, let's say, 5 years ago, is that before you start to understand the fundamentals of the business, does it generate cash flow? Does it have a competitive advantage? And so on. Before you get into that, you must understand the environment in which the business is operating. I think that to understand the environment, you have to specifically ask those two questions that you pose there, which is this a business that could potentially be sanctioned by the Western world, for example? Is it a business that makes closed circuit television cameras, which could be used for spying and reconnaissance? Clearly, that's a big red flag. And secondly, to your point on sort of common prosperity, does this business really serve a social purpose in China? Because if it doesn't, and there were businesses that in sort of early 2021, 2022 came under lots of regulatory pressure, like the education companies in China, which didn't serve a social purpose, then your business won't be around. So that is almost the qualifying work that needs to be done in China before getting into how do I feel about the quality of the company and the management and so on and so forth. Now, the way that we'd look to do that, Simon, is we must have people on the ground in China.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate that we have an office out there with people really kicking the tires day in, day out, trying to understand these questions before doing the deep dive research.
And it's almost, and I like that point around good old-fashioned sort of boots on the ground, kicking the tires. Do you look at, and obviously you're focusing on the emerging market equity strategy, but if I were to contrast China with a developed market, and if I look at passive versus active, I can almost look at the US and say, you know what, I can take a passive approach and I'm going to be perfectly well rewarded. But in the emerging markets, I suspect not, just because they're going to be the companies making CCTV cameras, and it might be a significant slice of the index, not necessarily cameras, but risk of sanction.
I think you've summed it up perfectly there, Simon. I mean, there's two reasons. You want to be very careful about going down the passive route in emerging markets. And this is, I think, why active makes sense in emerging markets. The first reason is, I think, sort of where you're going, which is governance. Investing in a passive product, you get the benchmark. The benchmark has all types of businesses, all sorts of companies with varying degrees of governance. Now, going down the active route, which is what we do, the sort of qualifying questions we've discussed today, at the heart of it, that's governance. Is this company doing the right thing in the right way? That only comes from the active approach. So, you know, we want to ensure we're not on the wrong side of that governance trade, because there are torpedoes in the markets we operate in. There are state-owned enterprises. There are family entrenched board structures with related party transactions and so on and so forth. So I think that's reason number one. You want to be very cautious on the passive approach. That's why I would advocate an active approach. And I think reason number two is, why active now? And I think why active now is very compelling in emerging markets, because as we say, the two biggest components of the benchmark, India and China, which roughly make up 45% of the benchmark, the valuation spread between those two markets is as wide as it's ever been.
Yeah.
So the relevance of that is the easy money around simply making a country allocation call, that's been made. It's now all about stock selection, and stock selection is going down the active route.
Yeah, and I take your point. It's so much around governance, particularly in emerging markets, and a lot of opaque, which you just don't know unless you have, as you say, sort of got an office on the ground, kicked the tires, we leave it there. Varun Lajawala, he's a co-portfolio manager, emerging markets equity strategy at 91. Appreciate the time.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.